Welcome to the Project Zion podcast. This podcast explores the unique spiritual and theological gifts Community of Christ offers for today's world.
Welcome to Project Zion podcast and Coffee in the Swarm. This is the show coming from Graceland University, where we talk to Graceland students who are part of the Community of Christ. And today, and starting this year, actually, this academic year, I'm thrilled to take the opportunity to introduce Julie Wheaton, who will be our student co-host on this with me, Mike Hoffman, the campus minister. So, Julie, welcome.
Hi.
Tell us about yourself.
Okay. My name is Julie Wheaton. I'm a sophomore. I'm a music education major, and I go to Liberty Street Community of Christ Church in Independence, Missouri. Love Graceland, you know. Yeah.
Well, and I really appreciate you taking this job. This is a student employment position with Campus Ministries, where we're trying to do some things creatively in campus ministry this year. And anyway, so that's why Julie has agreed to do this and willing to do this. She's going to have a career in radio and broadcast. All right. Well, Julie, do you want to introduce our guest today? We're excited about her being here.
Yeah. So our guest today is Kinsley Frizzell. Kinsley, you want to say anything else?
My name is Kinsley Frizzell. I'm a sophomore. I currently am a major in history with a concentration in secondary education, so like world history and American history.
Now, you just changed that, right?
Yes, Kinsley? It was psychology and social change, which I still love both of those. Okay. But I am taking two history classes, and I just found them really interesting.
That's cool.
And so I was like, you know what? I really want to go deeper into this.
Yeah.
So
I think it's because I'm old, but I really find history much more interesting than I used to. I mean, I think if I had to do it again, I would probably study history.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. It's just, that's great.
Yeah, definitely. Where are you from? What church do you go to?
So I currently live in Chicago. We just moved back there this summer, but I grew up there from when I was about 6 weeks old to 8 years old before my parents moved us to Lamoni because they worked here. But basically, I grew up going to lots of different congregations because my dad was always invited to preach there. So I think my first home congregation was called Brainerd, which was a majority of Black church. So that was a different experience. And I really loved growing up doing that. And then when we moved to Lamoni, I went to the congregations here. And then when we moved to Independence, I went to all of them. I went to Liberty Street
for a couple days or so.
Did you two connect at Liberty Street?
Actually, Kinsley and I became friends at Lake Donovan Community of Christ Church, not church, church camp.
Okay.
She moved here during the summer, like she moved to Missouri during the summer, and I was her first friend, and we ended up going to the same high school.
Yeah.
So,
very cool.
And now the same college.
Yes. So yeah. Fun. Cool. So what brought you here to Graceland?
So I'm I think a third generation Graceland student, maybe fourth, depending on which side we're talking about. But lots of my family came here, and I really wanted to stay connected to the church community, which I knew lots of kids from camp were going to go here and lots of kids from Spectacular were going to go here. And I just really wanted to keep that connection. And social change, the major drew me to here, but even though I've changed that, but I've still really enjoyed like learning about that. And that's really unique about Graceland. So
was the social change major actually, was it in place before you?
Yeah, it was like brand new.
I knew it was brand new a few years ago. I just lost track of when that was.
Yeah.
So that's good that it brought you here though. So,
Speaking of Graceland and Spectacular, I know that that's kind of like, people call it the Graceland experience, right? And I would say like, for me, I also went to Spectacular and that was part of my Graceland experience. So how would you describe your Graceland experience?
I really love how welcoming Graceland is. And I love how everyone's really focused on community and sticking together. I love the housing system because it allows us to have a group of people without like sororities and stuff, which no shame towards sororities, but it's definitely more competitive and a little bit more anxiety written stuff. So I really love the housing system. And once again, I've loved the connection to the church and being involved with COSA.
Yes.
It's allowed me to go to all the events and just socialize a lot and get to know all the new students and even some students I didn't know before. So I love that connection that Graceland tries to create with everyone. So.
So, if you're listening and not sure what COSA is, can you tell us what COSA stands for?
I'm pretty sure it stands for Council. Wait, yeah, Council of Student Activities, possibly.
Sure. It's
That's it's
about,
something like
but
that.
it is
It's
about, I don't remember, so. But it is about student activities.
Yes,
That's the
the
key
C gets a little confusing. I don't know. I feel like I hear from many different people it's something else, but it's Yeah.
definitely something of student activities for
Yeah.
sure.
So you plan to social, you're on, are you on the board or are you a rep?
I'm just a rep for my
Okay,
hall,
so
which
you're
is
rep.
Soraya.
Woo!
Woo-hoo.
Okay,
I'm
so
also
you're.
a Shalom rep.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, so you're both on
We're both
COSA
on
together.
COSA.
Oh my
Yes.
gosh. Okay. But so you plan like the big events socially, like New
Yes.
Year's and November's coming up.
Yes.
Okay, those kinds of things.
Yes.
So,
Like
okay.
last night, for example, we were just helping out with roller skating and we had to
Okay.
be like in charge of like giving people the roller skates and cleaning them and stuff like that. Like we put like activities like that together. Which it
Okay.
doesn't sound very fun, but when you get to socialize with everyone and like even though you're one cleaning and setting up, you still get to be involved and like talk to everyone. So I really
Yeah.
love that aspect of
So was
it.
last night's activity like pretty well attended?
Oh yeah.
I
Oh yeah.
didn't realize it was going on, but I saw
Yeah.
pictures of it.
No, lots of
So
people were there. So that was really
very
fun.
cool.
Yeah. So I know that you're a COSA rep this year, but I also knew that last year you were a Senate rep. What's like the difference between the two? What do you like more about one or the other? Or
So last year I was a freshman, so I kind of had to pick up what open spots we had on House Council, and one of those was Senate. And basically in Senate, we discuss appropriations and things we want to invest our money into or spend our money on. So we try to improve campus and improve student life. So basically that's what I helped with last year. And then COSA, we plan all the activities. I personally really enjoy COSA because it's very much more hands-on in the student life of things and the activities. So I really love the social aspect of COSA. But once again, Senate was also super interesting and being able to support, like we could fund COSA events and fund certain things. So I really like that aspect too. So
That's very cool.
yeah.
So I know that you were in Inspire last year, right?
Yeah.
So my question about that was, how was Inspire last year, like kind of connecting to church here and here at Graceland?
So I really liked Inspire because it got all of us church kids connected because that was something we all had in common. And I liked discussing the certain aspects that we did last year, like how we can bring ministry into, Graceland student life. And I really liked that. And I just liked how it brought us all closer together and gave us an opportunity to talk about that one thing we have in common of going to Community of Christ and having that connection with each other.
Yeah, okay, awesome. So since you are a Community of Christ member,
Yes.
what do you think Community of Christ will look like here in the future? Here in the next, let's say, 10 years?
That's a very hard question. A lot of Community of Christ members are getting to an older age, and that can be hard because I would say that Community of Christ is shrinking a little bit in the younger ages. But I think if we continue to do more youth activities and invite more people, we can definitely grow that. I don't know what's going to happen to Community of Christ in the future, but I hope we have lots of new ideas. I know a friend wrote something in the magazine last year that was about
Yes.
improving,
Was that the
youth.
Herald
Yeah, the
magazine? The
Herald
Herald? Okay.
magazine.
Okay.
She talked about we needed to bring more youth activities in
Yes.
and something that spoke more to the youth because we are very traditional and we like to stick to that. So I think changing that could be extremely inviting to new youth and new people who want to join Community of Christ. And I think the aspect that Community of Christ is so welcoming and accepting and relatively progressive, we can bring more youth who are into that into a safe church that they'll be welcomed into. So
I think that's actually a good point because at my church, there is a giant gap between we have about people who are like 50s, 60s, like that's like I would say like 70% of our church, and then like 20% might be like 40s. I don't know. And then there's like the 10%, like this
That's
tiny little bit, like there was like a pretty big group of us, like 7, 8 of us that just graduated high school and like now we're in college. But I think that's definitely like a good point. Like personally for Liberty Street, we do tend to, you know, like stick to certain things. But like recently, like I'm on my pastoral search like committee to like find pastors and things like that. And so I definitely agree with you. I think bridging, like being able to bridge and, you know, like kind of connect each other's ideas will definitely like help community of Christ.
I think that's, you know, you mentioned it being an Inspire last year and those kinds of things. That's one of the goals of Inspire, which is, for those listening, it's actually a ministry practicum we do here. It's not really a class, and but it is for credit. And the idea behind that is we're going to sort of learn and try to figure out, like, what are some new ways of doing things? And I'm pretty excited about some of the new things we're doing at Campus Ministries this year because we are actually going to do a blackout poetry event, I think. So I don't, do you know what that is?
No, I haven't
It's
heard of
where you
that.
take a piece of an article or a page out of a book, and then you create a poem by blacking out words and using the unblacked out words, if that's a way to say it.
I
Anyway, so
like
we're trying to
that.
we're, we're
Yeah, I
trying to
really
be
like that.
That's
so
really
we're
cool.
trying to be creative about, like, and the idea here is that, you know, that when you go, because my follow-up question to that is, what would you like, will you go back to church once you graduate, you know, and what do you hope to do with that? But the idea is, while you're here, we can explore some creative ideas and say, you know, okay, let's sort of mix things up when we go back. So, you know, cool.
So I know that you're a history major and everything. So what is your plan for the future?
I hope to become a history teacher in secondary education. I really love the idea of teaching high schoolers. And I just think history is such an important subject. Obviously, all of us kind of write it off as one of those boring lecture classes, but I think there are some really important aspects of history that help us learn where we are today and how we got here and how we can change the future. And I definitely think I want to go into that more than just, you know, who flew the first plane? Like, why is the
The Wright
system?
brothers. Yeah.
But like, why is the system of America the way it is today? And how can we improve that? And I mean, that's a deep, like, intricate subject, but I really want to get into that more in that subject. So,
What's your favorite? Is this the way to ask it? Your favorite time period
oh,
or
shoot.
favorite area of history? I don't know whether you have one. I mean, maybe you don't, but American history or
I like
European history
a
or.
class I'm taking this year is called African Diaspora, and I find that extremely interesting because the system of America is extremely intricate, and I like looking into those. I don't know how to explain it, but African American history in the United States obviously is not taught a lot. I didn't learn a lot about it in my public education, and learning about it since I've come to Graceland has been extremely eye-opening, and it's helped me understand why the world is the way it is today. And I really find that extremely interesting and extremely important. So that's a part that I found really interesting and kind of brought me into history a little bit more. So,
Gotcha.
yeah.
That, you know, you said at one point that you had been a social change major,
Yes,
and then,
right, yeah.
but you know, it sounds, I hear in your eye, well, let me ask you this rather than say I heard this, but is it related, your interest in history, is it related to somewhat justice issues?
Absolutely, yes. Actually, some of my social change classes were history classes that taught me a lot about that kind of, you know, subject. And that was like, oh my gosh, I find this aspect of social change extremely interesting. So I was like, I want to learn more about the history because you can't really change the present or the future without knowing where you were before. And so I think that's a really important aspect of social change. And so social change was what kind of led me into the history path.
Absolutely.
So yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Kensley, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so. We covered a lot. I
Yeah.
hope. Yeah, it was a good conversation.
All right. Well, I thank you both.
Yes, thank you so
Kensley
much for
Frizzell, thank
having
you.
me.
Okay.
Thank you.
And Julie, thanks for co-hosting our first time. We'll see how this goes. So
Yes.
I look forward to our next month's project. So,
Yes.
all right. Thank you both.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Thanks for listening to Project Zion Podcast. Subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcast, Stitcher, or whatever podcast streaming service you use, and while you are there, give us a 5-star rating. Project Zion Podcast is sponsored by Latter-day Seeker Ministries of Community of Christ. The views and opinions expressed in this episode are of those speaking and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Latter-day Seeker Ministries or Community of Christ. The music has been graciously provided by Dave Hines.